Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
11 minutes past 8 o'clock, the Cambridgeshire and Peterborough Combined Authority is launching a public survey on bus services as part of an ongoing radical reform, its words, of its bus network. The six-week survey to canvass public views on Cambridgeshire bus services and how they can be improved starts today. One man with views on how he can improve things is Richard Wood of the Cambridge Area Bus Users Group. And Richard is with us this morning. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Julia. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. So let's start off with a positive. What's good about our local bus services?
Well, we do have some. And Stagecoach actually have put quite a bit of money in and are bringing in newer vehicles, including some 100-seaters for the busway to improve capacity. But
I don't think I've ever been on the bus in Cambridge, but admittedly I don't take the bus too often, but I don't think I've ever been on one when it's been full or packed.
Well, the difficulty is that they do need to operate large buses because when it's peak time and you get on a bus, if you haven't got a seat and you always travel peak time into work and then back, you're probably not going to use the bus again. If it's half empty through the rest of the day, then that's because there's a capacity through the daytime. Exactly the same as the trains. You're not going to leave half the carriages behind somewhere. You know, if they're running 8 or 12 cars into King's Cross and then the return journey is half empty, you can't leave those carriages back there because they're needed for the next journey in. So it's the same principle there. And
I think one of the things that the Combined Authority wants to look at is the nature of bus services to rural areas. Now, if I, for example, go off and see my sister by bus, she lives in Comberton, I can get there once an hour, but I can't stay late. And that, I would argue, that Comberton is actually not particularly rural.
It isn't particularly rural. And if somebody was actually raising this issue with me only the other day, that, you know, if she wants to go to something at King's Hedges or out along the busway to Histon or wherever on a Sunday, she's fine to do that. If she'd like to go out to Barton, where there's all the... I forget the... You know the name of the place, just off New Road in Barton.
All sorts of things at Barton. You've got the hoops, haven't you? You've got the little shops by the pond.
And you've got quite a big... you know, they have their Christmas fairs.
Yes.
If you want to go there on a Sunday, forget it if you're wanting to use public transport. And those are places that are, you know, really close to Cambridge. Same if you go to the south, you know, where there's a lot of hoo-ha about a potential new large park and ride down Harston. Try to go there on a Sunday.
What's the methodology for buses at the moment? By which I mean, is the idea that you always go into Cambridge and back out again to wherever you want to go? Or are there some interconnecting routes between the smaller villages just outside the city?
There's nothing of that kind, though I understand that Stagecoach are looking at that kind of interconnectivity. The new managing director, Michelle Hargreaves, comes from Lincolnshire, where there's quite a big... There's a large level of cooperation between the Transport Authority, which is Lincolnshire County Council, and the major operators, the biggest of which is Stagecoach, with interconnect services. So I think we could be looking at that kind of expertise.
That's interesting.
Developing things in Cambridge.
How much? Obviously, we're a long time now since bus privatisation and the days of Eastern Counties buses and the rest of them on the streets.
Oh, I remember the song. Yes. You probably do.
I'm very tempted to play National Express next by the Divine Comedy. It's always compulsory.
There's no jolly hostess on there these days. The local National Express coaches are run by Whippets under contract.
One of the things I wanted to work out was how much say the local authority actually gets in bus routes. They can subsidise one, I guess, in order to make sure that a route stays in place. But we have had examples of both Whippet and Stagecoach saying, oh, we don't fancy this route, thank you.
Well, I think if you don't pay enough to cover the costs, then the operators are not going to bid. There are very... Just around Cambridge, there's only two small operators that are bidding for those kinds of services, which are A to B bus service. And, a little shout out to Managing Director Brian Clifford. He's been modernising his fleet so that all his vehicles are Euro 5 rather than the Euro 4.
Which means?
Well, it means that they are cleaner on particulate and NOx emission than the minimum standard. The county only requires Euro 4 for vehicles coming into Cambridge, which are quite dirty. And while we're on the subject of dirty buses, the ones that Stagecoach drafted in from London were not polluting the air.
So do you think
upgraded to Euro 6 standard before they left London?
So one of the things I wonder that maybe the combined authority should look at as part of all of this is the kind of buses, not necessarily, well, we want them to look at the frequency of services, yes, of course, but the actual buses which are used on those services.
Well, if you want to improve air quality, a very quick win would be for the mayor to insist that the county, who are looking after subsidised services on his behalf at the moment, upgrade their contracts to Euro 5 or better. This would be a very quick win. Now, the argument against it, is this would put up costs and maybe wouldn't have a bus service. But I think, when we're looking at the state of air quality and we're looking at the effect on people's health, you say, well, Shouldn't we as a community be prepared to pay for this? Because if we don't have decent buses in terms of particulate emissions and oxides and nitrogen, then we're going to exacerbate the health crisis. And if the buses then don't run because the proper level of subsidy isn't put into these services, then that means more private cars. And, they... private car diesel engines, we all know about the gaming of the testing regime, which doesn't apply actually to bus engines. The Euro 6 bus engines are actually cleaner than the equivalent taxi engine.
And it's interesting, you mentioned taxis there. That's interesting because the City Council, of course, has been looking at taxis and trying to get at least new licensees to meet certain minimum conditions there. So it kind of makes sense that the bus authority should do too also.
Yeah. Well, the City Council has done that, and to their credit, they've resisted pressures to, to rein that back and delay introduction of zero emission and clean taxis. I mean, the problem is with taxis. I know we're a little bit off the subject of buses. That vehicles. Private hire vehicles licensed anywhere in the country can operate in Cambridge, and I will probably have spotted the odd ones that are registered in Wolverhampton.
Yes, you can understand one from, say, Hertfordshire sneaking over the border, but when you see them from further afield...
It makes sense if somebody from Hertfordshire can pick up a fare there and bring it into Cambridge and take a fare back again instead of having to run empty, because that's more carbon efficient. But going back to buses, yes, we do need to have some electric buses so that the operators get experience of them and what the teething problems will be, because the electrification of transport will have to come in eventually. But, the most important fact to remember about the climate crisis is that public transport is far better in carbon terms than private transport. When you think that one bus can take 75 private cars off the road, or, you know, less or more, depending on single occupancy, multiple occupancy of the car, you know, you're cutting your carbon emissions greatly by using the bus.
Now, marketing people would look in this sort of thing, consultation survey, for easy wins. So very quickly, what would be the three easy wins in terms of improving the buses in the city in South Cambridgeshire?
I would say increased evening and weekend frequencies. Because if people are working on various shift patterns, if you're working retail, you will be doing some Sundays. And if you can only get the buses when you're doing Monday to Friday, you know, you might not use the bus at all because you cannot use it for your Sunday shifts. That's important. And don't forget that Sunday is one of the biggest shopping days in Cambridge. And if you can't get into the centre of Cambridge from the likes of Burwell or Harston, Comberton, then, you know, you're bringing traffic chaos into the city. You know, not that you're trying to be nasty.
The other thing
I would say is lower fares, and maybe some ways have to be found of, you know, finding ways, revenue streams that bring public money into subsidising bus services. I mean, for goodness sake, it's going to be better to do that than be putting the money into chest complaints through the National Health Service and, you know, the building bigger and better roads all over the place to accommodate private cars. And so there's two, lower fares, better, and the other one is tackling the congestion that delays buses, finding ways of getting buses through, particularly look at Hills Road. I mean, this is the biggest nightmare for a stagecoach taking their buses between the city centre, railway station and hospital. Sometimes you can walk down Regent Street from Emmanuel Street to the Catholic Church and be there quicker than buses going down. No, so some of that traffic has to be diverted. So tackling that congestion to get the buses through. That doesn't mean to say widening every road and some of the...
Well, some of the roads can't really be widened.
Let's not get into Histon Road Scheme, which is highly controversial.
Dear, that's a whole other...
But, you know, and I do have to say, you know, for people up Histon Road, they're going to have all that disruption. And I wonder how many minutes per journey over how many years it'll take to recoup the fact that they've kind of lost their buses for, up to a year while that scheme goes through.
Oh, my goodness, you're trying to get out the calculator on that one.
Well, yeah, and there they are, poor people in Histon Road. They're entitled to wave to the passengers on Route B, but they're not entitled to board the buses. You know, this is stagecoach, say, it's an express service. Well, it is through Cambridge along the busway, but if you carry on further, you get a lovely scenic tour of the Oxmoor Estate in Huntingdon, which is not at all express. So what the logic of that is, though, that's another thing that needs to be looked at.
Well, we must say,
are the routes in the right places?
Yeah.
Are they stopping in the right places? Are they serving all the potential passengers? Now, I do know that Stagecoach are looking at a thorough review of their services.
Well, we urge people to take a look at that consultation and to make their voices heard as well. I'm sure you will be amongst that, Richard. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Richard Wood
of Cambridge Area Bus Users takes us to 8:24.
Cambridge 105 Radio.